sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. His love so amazing. Jesus Messiah.
Church, y'all help me right here.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names.
Hallelujah.
Blessed Redeemer. Amen. For sin.
I don't care where we're at. He's still going to be God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, gentlemen. And ladies. It's an awesome thing. Thank you, Jesus. Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan, sending us out. Light in this broken land. Overcome. the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome, yeah. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. I was having myself a little pity party about, it took me, I was having one, let me say, about 6 months, maybe a little longer, and, you know, poor little old me, don't know what I'm going to do. I was trying to do some things that was not intended for me to do. You know, sometimes we go in a direction that we shouldn't be going, you know what I'm saying? And here's these blocks. Here's a block. And then one day you say, I'm done with this. You know, God, here it is. You know, I've done all I can do. I don't know where else I'm going to turn. Amen. But you know, like I just said a moment ago, the good Lord, he took that beating. He hung on the cross. And he stretched those arms out and died for us. So we wouldn't have to be facing these blocks. Amen? Oh, yeah. That's what that's all about. And then when we get out of the way, when we get out of our own way and let God do what he's got to do, these blocks are removed. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. These blocks are gone. See, the power of God can do things I can't do. God is awesome, people. God is awesome. I had myself that little pity party, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. And I found myself in my bedroom on my knees up against my bed. I said, okay, God, here it is. Here it is. This is what I need. Then I come in here and I got a word from a lady, what God was about to do for me, what I would not have to worry about no more. And here it is. That's what I like knowing right there, that God is the God of God. He's the man.
God doesn't say, we are. He says, I am.
There it is.
God is.
There it is.
Trust in him. He will take care of it.
Amen. Amen. So we... Woo.
You get it out of your system. Okay. I just want to let the church know that God is here, and he's here now. My daughter was just sitting there while the song was playing, and she bursted out in tears. So I said, what is wrong with you? And a little bit of background. Brittany's 17, just had a baby a week ago. She's been worried, is he okay? Is he, Mom, you know, is he going to be okay? I had low blood sugar when he was born. Praise God, God brought that up. And I got out of the hospital, and she just burst out crying. I said, what is wrong? She said, Mom, I heard him. I said, you heard who? She said, he just told me Michael is perfect. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Ain't that an awesome thing? Ain't that an awesome thing? You know, I guess what's wrong with me this morning is because I've been doing this a long time now. And it bothers me because, you know, we Christians, we want to be sophisticated. Oh, yeah. We want to walk around here like we are holier than thou. And, you know, we don't supposed to get around these people that might be a little dirty or might not be living like we think they ought to. Truth of the matter is, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be getting close to these people that might be a little dirty. We need to be getting close to these people that may not know who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. And just about every church I go to, I see this. And I get fussed at sometimes by my wife. Why don't you come on? Well, I don't want to come on just yet. You know, somebody might ask that question. Well, what does it take to get saved? Amen. That's what I'm out there fishing for. I like to talk to people because you never know what you're going to find out. And how you're going to find out if you don't talk to them. You know what I'm saying? You know what? You get a man saved, he just might clean his life up. That's right. I did. Didn't get no worse than me. Now, didn't get no worse. But he might clean his life up. Shirley, I'm sorry. But I'm going to tell y'all what, guys. The way we can make our plants grow is pull the water on them. And the water I drink, whew, I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot. Jesus is the way. And all we got to do is take what we learn in here out there. It's just that simple. We can have these pity parties about what we got and what we don't have. And if you really want to find out how much you got, go open a closet door and start dragging stuff out. Y'all don't understand that, do you? Go down in your basement and open a door. Look at all the stuff you got. Well, we ought to get rid of this. We ought to get rid of that. You know what I'm saying? You got it all. You've been saved. You've got it all. Because none of this is going with us. All this is going to burn. That's the word. It won't be water, but fire the next time. Amen? It's going to burn. Now, I'm literally believing that when God comes back, when all this is said and done, it's over with. Because like my brother-in-law said one day, rapture comes now, I'm going on the first load. I'm going to be be sitting right there in the graces of God. Amen. And how many family members do we have that we would like to see sitting? But see, it takes us. It takes a Christian to help make other people Christians. It takes a Christian to not worry about where he or she is at the moment that they may be talking to somebody that may be in a bad spot. Honey, before you go, we're going to pray over your baby. Matter of fact, we're going to pray over you and him too. Amen. I feel really led that we need to do that, okay? The God I serve is an awesome God. And I learned a long time ago, when you run from what God's telling you to do, you get yourself in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm rambling bad, but this is what I feel like I need to say this morning. The God I serve is an awesome God. I don't know why this is keep. I need to repeat that. The God I serve is an awesome God. Somebody needs to hear this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sherry. Hallelujah. Anybody been redeemed? Yes.
Well, it seems like all I could see was a struggle. I was haunted by the ghosts that lived in my past. So bound up in the shackles of all my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last. Then you look this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. 'Cause I am redeemed. Set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Oh, I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Now I've got a new name, new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed, 'cause you set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Thank God, redeemed.
Amen. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is home. You come home and you sit down and you get comfortable. Do you know that? Well, do you? I mean, I do. You know, maybe sometimes that ain't good. You know that? Maybe sometimes we need to, you know, instead of sitting in the same seat every Sunday, maybe we need to get up and move around a little bit. Then that way you might not get so comfortable. Because when you get comfortable as a Christian, you quit doing what we're supposed to do. You do know that, right? You get down, well, you know, hey, no need me doing that. They don't need to be saved. Well, I mean, you know, hey, I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to her. That's just the way people are. Just the way I, hey, I'm putting my name in that boat too. Put my name in that boat too. The way to be a blessing to God is to carry out His instruction. Amen. We need to do that. I'll repeat this about Ricardo. My father-in-law told me that day, sitting on that step, I was high as a Georgia pine. I tore up right then. He looked at me. He put his arm around my shoulder. And he said, son, he said, you know what you're supposed to be doing. And he said, one day God will put you in a position where you will listen. I'm going to tell you what. It took a while, but he got it through there. I'm telling you. But you know what? It's an awesome thing. It's a really awesome thing when we get out of our comfort zone. Hey, y'all think it's comfortable to be called by a person you've never met? Hey, will you come to such and such a place and sing for us? Well, sure. Yes, ma'am. Be glad to do it. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Now, some of these places I go to are back so far off the road in the woods and Casey County, way down in Birchville. It's not that I'm complaining. I'm just giving you a reference. I don't know none of these people. But you know what? When I get there, it's on then. I know I'm going to get there. I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm way out of my comfort zone. When I first started coming to church here, I was out of my comfort zone. That day that they were singing All God's Promises, All Things Are Possible, rather, I come walking down that aisle right there. My life has been changed ever since. Oh, yeah. I was out of my comfort zone when I walked through that door. I had one particular point in my life, told Miriam, I wasn't going to church here. When we get out, we're going to go down there to the Baptist church. Didn't I? Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, I just what I said. That's what I said. Oh, yeah. Thank God I didn't go. But I'm just letting you know that comfort ain't a good thing. Not when we're supposed to be carrying out the orders of God. Amen. You know, don't be afraid. Aren't we supposed to be bold in God's word? Oh yeah. We're supposed to step out there. Oh Scott, I'm not worried about you. I know you'll step out there. There's several people in here that'll step out there. I'm just giving references, even to the children. You guys know enough about the Bible that it's okay to encourage other kids to come to church. Okay? It's totally okay to do that. It's okay to tell a kid that Jesus loves them, regardless if they know Jesus or not. It's okay to plant a seed. Okay? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this next song I'm about to attempt, I've learned a lot of songs here, but this song really touches me. We just did it last week. We're going to do it again. Is that all right, y'all?
What?
Let's do it now.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. I worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending.
Hey, what's that mean, y'all? What's that mean, y'all? No matter what. No matter what. Ain't that awesome? You know what? I tell you what, I sing a lot. I sing a lot. I sing just as hard here as I would go out anywhere in this world and sing. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter where I'm at, I'm getting my praise on for the good Lord. That's what matters. I'm not here to impress no one. That's not the case. I just want to usher up the best I possibly can for the Christ that I love. Amen? That's the bomb right there. That's what's going on. It's about moving yourself out of that comfort zone. It's about not being afraid to do what God has called you to do and moving on with it. It's about talking to people. It's about letting know people that Jesus saved. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then one of these days, we'll be sitting on the throne. We'd be on the throne with the Lord. Amen? That's where we're trying to get to. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Purposes You have for him, God. Destined for greatness and purpose, God. We thank You for his parents, God, that they raise him in a godly home, Father, with the instruction of Your word, Father God. We just lift them up today, God, that they have wisdom, God, as You lead and guide them in the direction that they need to go for this young life, God. And that You would minister to them today, health and life, and provide every need that they have, according to Your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I just speak a blessing over him and this precious soul, Father. Thank you for this precious, precious life, God. And you're bringing life back to new life, God.
He is the one who formed you and has called you to even be able to be alive so that you can give birth to another. You need to fear him. You need to respect him and honor him. And I'll tell you another word I hear obey. You obey the Lord, your life will come in order. You don't obey the Lord, your life will not only not come in order, but the end will be terrible and final and awful. But you don't want that. Obey the Lord. Follow him. You need to know who he is. He is Jehovah. He has the power to deliver your soul to hell, or he has the power to deliver you to eternal life in heaven.
Thank you.
It will all depend upon how you learn to know who he is and respect him and obey him. And when you obey him, you'll know who Jesus is, because Jesus is the rescue for sinners. You know what you need? You need rescuing. If you're not rescued, if you rescue God, you escape the perish. Jesus is the rescue for sinners. He's the only way you can rescue. When you come to Jesus and obey God, God says your life will come in order. That's his will for your life, because he just told you that.
When I was thinking about you all this morning, New Life had been going through a dry spell up until this year. And when I looked at you all this morning and I saw the baby, I thought, God is bringing life back to new life.
Amen.
Because he gives natural things in the natural and symbolic things that happen in the spirit. So if this is what God wants you all come and get planted. Because you are just a symbol of what God is doing in this church at this time. That is a symbol of life. God has brought life back to new life. And he's just said, hey, that's my confirmation. That's my manifestation of what I've been saying to you all since the first of the year. You never know who God's going to use or how he's going to use it. So get hooked in, get faithful, and continue. God's going to bless you. Give those blessed both of you. In a mighty, mighty way, God has brought life back to new life. Through you all. Through you all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen, y'all. Ain't God good? Ain't that it? You dismiss them,
class, yeah, you can dismiss them.
The classes can be dismissed, and there's no youth again. Today, anyway.
Nothing. Hook me up back there. I think I'm getting hooked up. Yeah, Brother Glenn's back there. Amen. Hallelujah. Never be surprised at who God brings across our paths to bring a manifestation of something that he speaks to your life. And Ricardo began to talk about the young couple back here this morning. God says, see, I told you I was bringing new life back to new life. Did anybody get that this morning? God has been speaking to us since the first of the year. You've been in a drought, new life. But I'm bringing life back. And he began.